Investigators swarmed North Philadelphia Wednesday morning to determine what happened to Amtrak Northeast Regional Train 188, which derailed Tuesday night, killing six and injuring more than 200. In a press conference near the scene of the accident Wednesday, Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter said that investigators had recovered the train's black box, which could potentially yield clues to what sent the train skidding off the tracks in an accident the mayor described as unlike anything in recent memory for the city. The mayor said that hundreds of victims have been transported to local hospitals. According to CNN, more than 200 have been treated for injuries. But more than 12 hours after the crash, not all of the train's passengers have been accounted for. We have not completely matched the manifest that we received from Amtrak with the patient or hospital information, Nutter said, adding that it was possible that some passengers who survived have not been in contact with local officials, or that some who had tickets never boarded the train. Nutter also said that the train's conductor was injured in the accident, received medical treatment, and is talking with police about the incident. Robert Sumwalt, a member of the National Transportation Safety Board, said that several investigators had come to the site to assess information from forward-facing video cameras mounted on the front of the train, as well as from recorders that track the train's speed. Officials have yet to release the names of the six victims, although several media outlets are reporting that one of them was a midshipman at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. The White House released a statement Wednesday morning offering condolences to the victims' families. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the families and friends of those we lost last night, and to the many passengers who today begin their long road to recovery, according to the statement by President Obama. Amtrak is a way of life for many, from Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia to New York City and Boston. This is a tragedy that touches us all. Vice President Joe Biden, who often discusses his own frequent trips on Amtrak between Wilmington, Delaware, and Washington, D.C., also released a statement saying that Amtrak is like a second family to me, as it is for so many other passengers. The victims could have been any one of our parents, children, or someone from one of our communities, the vice president said. The accident occurred at about 9:30 p.m. Tuesday northeast of Philadelphia after the train left Washington, D.C., en route to New York City. All seven of the train's cars, including the engine, went off the tracks in what witnesses describe as a chaotic scene of flying luggage and bloody passengers. The crash happened on a curve near the site of an accident in 1943 that killed dozens, apparently after problems with the train wheels, as well as a lack of oversight. But it may take days to figure out what happened to Northeast Regional 188. This article posted by Josh Sanborn.